The Juneau School Board last week voted to continue contracting school food work to Nana Management Services for another year. Nana signed on in May 2008 after the state gave the school district's food service program a failing grade. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
You gotta admit, more often than not, school lunch gets a bad rap.
There's this rice sour like chicken, and we call it cat food. The chicken fajita is cat food on like a rug. And this one thing called Spanish mac, it was supposed to be like Spanish macaroni and cheese, and we called that cat puke.
A bad rap of the feline variety, perhaps, for this Juneau Douglas High School freshman anyway, but a bad rap all the same. And if your name is Greg Rejester, you take that to heart.
Occasionally, my feelings get hurt, but I try not to let it show.
Thick skin,
yes.
But Nana's food and facilities manager says that when he does hear people criticize the food,
sometimes mystery meat and what is really that lunch that we're looking at,
he uses it as an opportunity
to talk to the kids or the patrons and find out what is it exactly that you're seeing, what is it that you don't like, what is it that you're looking for.
In Juneau, that's meant conducting a vote and be heard survey, asking kids what they like and dislike as they go through the line, and taking a good hard look at month-to-month sales.
And that way we can adjust pairings, we can adjust menu items.
First of all, I really want to say it's definitely superior to what we had, and the price is much more reasonable. So a whole lot of parents are taking advantage of it.
Including this parent, school board member Destiny Sargent.
But somewhere around the middle of the year, after the first quarter, I started getting some hints from different people that they weren't quite as satisfied because they were serving some of the same kinds of things repetitively. And then I started hearing, for instance, they have apples a lot, I guess, and a lot of times they're mealy.
Sargent's also heard about wilted salads, portions that are too large or small for the age group being served. Again, she strongly prefers Nana to its predecessor, ESS, and she recognizes the benefits of letting someone else do all the staffing and menuing and ordering and producing and serving and cleaning.
Some of the pros are, if they're doing a really good job, then, you know, the headache doesn't belong to us. On the other hand, we have less control.
Which is why she's in favor of the district doing its own food service somewhere down the road. She says the board is already discussing the possibility.
It is a possibility, but it would cost the district quite a bit more than what it is now.
$200,000 more per year, or so says Juneau School District Food Service Manager Adrienne Schwartz, who's done a management analysis of such an in-house operation. Schwartz is pleased with how food service is going this year and says she's not the only one.
Participation has increased significantly. It is a little bit more than 50% higher this year.
And you attribute that to?
I attribute that to that the students enjoy what they're offered for lunch a lot more than they did in the past.
And even if our freshman at JDHS has some catty comments to make on that front, a number of the district's younger students over at Gastineau Elementary think differently.
So do you think the food is overall, is it pretty yummy?
No, it's really yummy.
What do you think of school lunch? Is it good? Is it not good? Is it yummy? Is it not yummy?
Well, I like the salad because my favorite vegetable is salad.
What do you think about school lunch?
I sort of like it, I sort of don't. It's in between. I mean, when I have their biscotti, it's a little bit too cold. It's very hard to decide.
Of course, with roughly a decade of school lunches ahead of her, I dare say she has time to make up her mind. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.